Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Life can be filled with storms, from unexpected hardships and difficulties to ongoing struggles that seem to never go away. In the face of these storms, it can be easy to lose hope, feel overwhelmed, or even want to give up. But as believers, we are called to something greater. We are called to stay alive in the storms, to persevere through difficulty, and to find hope, peace, and strength in God. This daily devotional, titled, Staying Alive in Storms, is a reminder that we can not only survive the storms of life, but thrive in the midst of them. Through reflections on scripture and thought-provoking questions, we will explore how to anchor our faith more deeply in God and find joy even in the most difficult of circumstances. Again, the topic is, Staying Alive in Storms, and our Bible text is from James chapter 1 verse 2-4.
James chapter 1 verse 2-4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Storms come in different forms, and sometimes they can catch us off guard. Imagine a scenario where a severe thunderstorm suddenly hits your city, and you find yourself stuck in traffic on your way home. The downpour is so intense that you can hardly see the road ahead of you. The wind is so strong that it is causing trees to fall and power lines to snap. In such a situation, your survival instincts will kick in, and you will do everything in your power to stay alive. You might decide to park your car on the side of the road and seek shelter in a nearby building until the storm subsides. Similarly, in life, we face storms that can be just as intense and life-threatening. These storms can shake us to our core and threaten to overwhelm us. These storms could come in different forms: financial crises, broken relationships, health challenges, and the list goes on. Regardless of the form, they can be overwhelming and even threaten our very existence. When faced with such storms, we often wonder how we can stay alive amidst the chaos. It is in these moments that we need to hold onto an unwavering faith that keeps us grounded and gives us the strength to endure. So what is faith, and how does it help us stay alive in storms? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." It is the belief that despite the present circumstances, there is a higher power in control, and all things will work out for our good according to Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Faith is the anchor that keeps us steadfast in the midst of life's storms. One of the most significant examples of faith in the Bible is the story of Job. Job was a man who faced unimaginable storms in his life. He lost everything he had, including his family, his wealth, and his health. Yet, in the midst of all this, he held on to his faith in God. He refused to curse God or blame him for his misfortune. Instead, in Job chapter 1 verse 21, he said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job's faith sustained him through the storm, and in the end, he was restored and blessed abundantly. The story of Job raises some thought-provoking questions. How do we respond when we face storms in our lives? Do we blame God for our misfortunes, or do we hold onto our faith and trust that God is in control? Do we allow the storms to shake our faith, or do we allow our faith to anchor us through the storm? Staying alive in storms requires that we cultivate an unwavering faith and giving everything up to God. This usually requires intentional effort. Here are some practical steps we can take to stay alive in the midst of a storm. 1. Recognize the storms. The first step in staying alive in storms is to recognize when we are in one. Sometimes storms come suddenly, and we are caught off guard. Other times, we can see the clouds gathering on the horizon, and we know that trouble is coming. But no matter how the storm arrives, we must be prepared to face it. The first to facing it is recognizing the nature of the storm. 2. Anchored in faith. When the storms of life come, we need something to hold on to. As believers, our anchor is our faith in God. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19 tells us, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Our hope is like an anchor for our souls. In times of trouble, we can hold on to this hope and trust that God will see us through." 3. Finding strength in weakness. When we face storms, it is easy to feel weak and powerless. But as the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 9-10, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It is in our weakness that God's strength is made perfect. So when we feel like we can't go on, let's turn to God and ask for His strength to sustain us." 4. Trust in God's sovereignty. One of the hardest things to do in the midst of a storm is to trust that God is in control. It can be tempting to question God's goodness and wonder why He would allow us to suffer. But the Bible tells us that God is sovereign over all things, including the storms of life. Psalm chapter 135 verse 6 says, "Whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps." 5. Rest in God's peace. In the midst of the storm, it can feel like there is no peace to be found. But as Jesus tells us in John chapter 14 verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." God gives us His peace, not as the world gives, but as He Himself gives. This peace is a gift that we can receive even in the midst of chaos and turmoil. Let's trust in God and obtain peace from Him even in the midst of our fiercest storm. 6. Persevering in hope. As we navigate the storms of life, it can be easy to lose hope. But as Romans chapter 5 verses 3-5 reminds us, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance." Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. It is in the midst of suffering that our hope is made stronger. When faced with storms, we must persevere in hope, knowing that God is with us and that He is working all things together for our good. 7. Rejoice in the Lord. Finally, as we face the storms of life, we can find joy in the Lord. James chapter 1 verses 2-4 reminds us that we can consider it pure joy when we face trials of many kinds because these trials produce perseverance, which leads to maturity and completeness in our faith. May we find unfading joy in the midst of storm that we will be able to grow, forget our storms and glorify God. In conclusion, staying alive in storms is not just about surviving, but about thriving in the midst of difficulty. As we turn to God and trust in His goodness and love, we can find strength, peace, and hope to face any storm that comes our way. Be inspired to deepen your faith and find new ways to stay alive in the storms of life. As you go today, take a moment to consider your own life. What storms have you faced in the past, and how did you respond to them? Are there any storms that you are currently facing or anticipating in the future? How can you turn to God and anchor your faith more deeply in Him in the midst of these storms? Think about the ways that you can cultivate a spirit of perseverance and find joy in the Lord even when life is difficult. Consider setting aside time each day to pray, read the Bible, and reflect on God's goodness and love. May you find strength, peace, and hope in the midst of the storms of life, knowing that God is with you always. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with grateful hearts, thanking You for the gift of Your presence in our lives. We thank You for Your faithfulness and goodness, even in the midst of the storms of life. We ask that You would help us to anchor our faith more deeply in You, trusting in Your sovereignty and goodness in all things. We pray for those who are currently facing storms in their lives, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. We ask that you would bring them comfort, peace, and hope, knowing that you are with them and will never leave them. Today, help us to cultivate a spirit of perseverance and joy in the midst of trials, knowing that these trials produce perseverance and lead to maturity and completeness in our faith. May we always find joy in you, even when life is difficult. We thank you for the gift of this daily devotional, and we ask that you would use it to encourage and strengthen us in our faith. May it be a reminder that you are always with us, and that we can stay alive in storms by turning to you and trusting in your goodness and love. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 16 and chapter 17. And for the evening, Mark chapter 6 verse 33 to 56. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.